Hello, this is Manuela Daskal and you're listening to the CHRO Radio Local News. Last week, the city completed the purchase of the Capital Region Resource Recovery Center for $95 million plus taxes and closing costs. As per Ottawa City Hall news release, the acquisition will be funded through debt, advancing costs already including in the Solid Waste Master Plan. There will be no impact on solid waste fees in 2026. Fees increases will start in 2027 as planned and will be introduced slowly over time, aligning with the city's long-range financial plan and helping to keep costs manageable for residents. City staff consider the acquisition a rare opportunity to secure long-term landfill capacity, as the existing municipal trail road landfill is expected to reach capacity in the next 10 to 15 years. Purchasing the site would give the city greater control over its waste management strategy. Staff confirmed that they relied on the provincial environmental assessments to determine the suitability of the site for a landfill. However, no external expertise about the feasibility of developing a landfill on Leda clay was taken into account. Tuesday, February 3rd, the Osgood Ward Councillor Isabel Skalski's office hours from 1 p.m. to 5 will take place at the Casper Springs Community Center to shorten the commute for area residents to pop in and ask questions or discuss concerns, including about the city's latest acquisition of the CRRC. Moreover, Councillor Skalski will be hosting a series of town halls across the ward. For residents of Casper Springs and Vars, she will be present at the Casper Springs Community Center on February 5th from 6:30 p.m. These town halls are meant to be easy kitchen table style conversations where residents can catch up and chat about what's going on in our communities. It will be a chance for everyone in the community to stay connected and ask questions in a relaxed setting. On January 23rd, members from Russell Township and the Nation Municipality were in Toronto to attend the 2026 Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference, Ontario's annual gathering of rural municipal leaders. During the conference, representatives from both municipalities participated in three delegation meetings with provincial ministries to advance a joint proposal for a new regional wastewater treatment plant that would service both communities. The regional wastewater treatment plant project responds to sustained and rapid population growth in both municipalities. The municipalities are seeking provincial financial and planning support to ensure the project can move forward and deliver lasting benefits to residents in a timely manner. Both municipalities remain committed to working together and with provincial partners to plan infrastructure that meets current needs while preparing for future growth. The proposed regional wastewater treatment plant project was also featured in a one-hour broadcast aired on local television and now available on the municipality's YouTube channels. From February 6th to February 8th, the town of Marionville will hold its yearly carnival. The community and everyone looking for a good time is invited to enjoy great food, music, including a hometown band, line dancing, and activities for all ages. Check out marionville.org for the full schedule or listen to CJRO Radio Local First for an interview with François Marion, president of the Marionville Community Association. This February, the Casper Springs Optimist Club is offering a fun and creative activity for the children in the community. Learn how to create their own comic strip. First session is offered on February 15 from 11 a.m. to noon for ages 6 to 9, group age where parents are required to be present. The second session will be in the afternoon on the same day from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for ages 10 and up. Availability is limited to 20 children per session, so if your child is interested in this activity, you have to register your child before February 6, 2026 at the following email address, cluboptimistcasbat@gmail.com. On February 14th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., the Embrum branch of Russell Township Library will host a reading and craft event in celebration of Black History Month. Local author Karine Prince Agbojan will read engaging stories that highlight Black history and culture, followed by a hands-on craft inspired by the theme. The story time is open to all ages, but registration is required for the craft portion for children ages 5 to 9. For more information and how to register, go to russellbiblio.com. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye!